Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. We barely even started the show, and Drew is already through his first beer.
And a shot.
Has it been a rough day?
Not really.
Oh, okay. It's just Friday, and
pretty much
it
yeah.
calls for that.
Because why not? That's usually what I do when I get out for work, is crack a beer.
It's true. I mean, although I feel a little bit under pressure, like maybe I should just chug this thing.
Not really.
Right now?
Nah. I was drinking it while you were setting up, so.
It's true, yeah. You had a bit of a head start.
Exactly.
Me. Honestly, chugging beer is not awesome.
Not really.
Like,
you can't enjoy it.
There's no... Yeah, you're supposed to, like, sit there and savor it, kind of like whiskey. There's subtle notes hiding in
it. I mean, I'm all for, like, shotgunning, like, a Coors Light, because... Those are gross.
Yeah, screw that. I mean, go ahead and
just chug it down. Get rid of it as quick as you can, because the only reason you're drinking is to get drunk.
It's manufactured specifically to be chugged.
Yeah.
Why do you think they have that whole silver bullet metaphor in their commercials? It's supposed to be gone fast.
Yep.
As fast as possible. You don't even want it sitting in front of you for too long because of how terrible it is.
Yeah.
It's not actually that bad,
No,
though.
It's not terrible, but...
What would you say the worst beer... in the world is
that I've tried,
yeah, or maybe that you've heard of, like, do both.
Well, I personally am not, I mean, my own personal taste, I don't really like IPAs that much, but they're not bad.
Mm-hmm. They're really bitter,
which turns me off from them, but I can understand that they're not bad beers.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, probably my least favorite would be the Busch Camel cans we had in Pullman. I do not like those.
Oh my god, they needed their own theme to justify their existence.
Yeah, they're just synonymous now with me as the Busch Camo cans. That's what I think of when I think of Busch.
I don't think we even finished that case.
No, we did.
Oh, well, I...
We finished it on, like, Saturday afternoon.
So it took a couple days.
It took, like, a day.
Well,
we bought it, like, Friday afternoon, like, Friday evening, and it was gone by, like, 2 on Saturday.
Oh my god, that was terrible, but still...
We went through, like... Each of us went through like 2 cans playing the mustache game with the Winter Soldier, though, to be fair.
Oh, the mustache game. I love
mustache, mustache game with a Marvel movie is a bad or wonderful idea.
Because they always have those certain camera angles.
Where they're just slightly off center.
Yeah. It's supposed to like invoke a sense of exposition, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah.
But there always ends up being a mustache on Captain America, and you have to chug your beer.
Yeah, it ends quite interestingly.
Man, I want to play the mustache game again, but not with a Marvel movie, actually. I want
We could do it with the new Fantastic Four movie. That could make it entertaining.
Yes! Oh, we should do it, because technically a Marvel movie.
Kind of.
Right?
It's a Marvel property, but it's also Fox's property.
Oh, okay. So
Fox owns the rights.
Marvel Studios didn't make it.
No.
Okay.
It was Fox. They made it just so they could hold on to the rights, so Marvel wouldn't get it back.
Is that like the only thing that Fox has?
They have X-Men.
They have X-Men too?
Yep, which is how they're making Deadpool.
Deadpool counts as an X-Men?
Well, I don't know. I think they own. I know they have the rights to Deadpool too, because he has tie-ins with the X-Men, so...
Yeah, he just shows up as, like, an annoyance most of the time.
Pretty much.
Like, he kicks Wolverine in the face a couple times, and he, like, does a nanny nanny, I'm Deadpool, and then he, like, runs away.
Pretty much. Yeah, so Fox has Fantastic Four, X-Men, and Deadpool. I think that's it. Sony has Spider-Man that they're sharing with Marvel now.
Yeah, which is gonna be interesting.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, though. If they're sharing, that means that they're open to not having comparative control over it. Which means they can let Marvel have some say.
I'm ready for a fresh take on Peter Parker.
Hopefully it'll be good. Third time's a charm.
Because we may have talked about this before, but what I've been hearing is that he's going to be fairly pivotal to Civil War.
He's actually one of the main pivotal characters of the storyline, so it makes sense.
Yeah, because I don't know.
In the comics.
I don't know if this is spoilery for anybody.
But the comics have been out since 06. So.
Okay, so if you really care about the movie, but you know about the comics, just whatever. Your mileage may vary here in terms of spoilers. But what I heard was that Spider-Man originally is on Captain America's team because he's all for keeping his identity secret. And then at one point, he shows up at a press conference and takes off his mask and tells everybody who he is to symbolize him moving over to Tony Stark's side.
Actually, it was
really profound.
It's a little bit more than that. And initially, he was resistant to it, but Tony Stark talked to him and talked him into it, basically. And this is before the Superhuman Registration Act even passed.
Oh, really?
And he and Tony Stark both basically came out and said, "This is who we are." You know. Tony Stark, obviously, everybody knows is Iron Man.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, he's, like, full of himself.
Oh, yeah.
He just tossed it out there from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. So nobody was really shocked by that. But then Spider-Man was one of the ones who most closely guarded his secret.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then he came out. But then about halfway through the series, he kind of realized, you know, I don't know. I don't really agree with this and everything. And then actually switches teams, goes to Captain America's team.
Man, I had that completely backwards.
Pretty much, yeah. It was, he went from Iron Man's team to Captain America's team.
Which is like...
He actually ends up in a pretty intense fight with Iron Man 2.
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
I mean, at least
movie.
In the comics. I think they're going to cut a lot of the comics out because there's no way they can make a two-hour movie on that comic series.
Yeah, and they already have Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. on these movies, so they're going to give them as much screen time as they can.
Plus, the title is Captain America, so obviously it's going to be about Cap.
Yeah. As if, like, I mean,
it could have worked.
I'm not tired of Cap yet.
No, I still think Cap's one of the coolest Avengers.
I don't know if he's the coolest.
No,
but he's very much, like, he's gone through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And he has, like, persevered through all of it. Like, he is supposed to be the embodiment of an American hero. And
pretty
he
much.
Accomplishes that.
Yeah.
Even though he is Johnny Storm at the same time.
I mean, to paraphrase DC Comics, but he gives the people an ideal to strive towards. I know.
Oh, no. Now you're mixing your franchises.
I just said...
The nerds are going to come for you, man.
Come at me, bros.
Anyway, so the worst beer I've ever had.
Oh, yeah. God, that got really... How did we even get down that rabbit hole? I don't know, but let's move on.
I don't know, but I steered that
Marvel,
conversation
yeah.
wonderfully. Keystone Light.
Yeah, actually, I'll revise my statement and agree with you on that one.
Keystone Light is terrible.
Yeah, it is. I don't get people that stand by it almost religiously.
They stand by it because of how cheap it is. It's the reason why Pabst Blue Ribbon still exists.
Yep, because you can buy 30 cans for $12.50 or whatever.
God, and when you're buying them that cheap, you just know that there's something wrong with them. Like, it's either going to be the worst beer you've ever had, or there's lead lining the inside of the can, and you have no idea until you drink it, and then all of a sudden your brain cells start dying, and you're like, is this lead or alcohol? Oh, well, I can't say the word Christmas anymore. So
well, the
that
lead
means...
gives it a particular sweetness.
I guess, like, if you really want your beer to taste like pennies, like, there it is.
Yeah.
It's a very distinct flavor. Oh, Christ. But no, I was goaded into shotgunning one of those one time.
Yeah, and I forget what it was. Ben and I shotgunned at his house one time. Maybe it was Keystone.
Yeah, and did it end in an ejection of fluid from
my stomach?
Your mouth
no.
orifice?
No, I managed to keep it down, but I have a pretty strong stomach. So.
Okay, yeah, that's not how it ended for me. It was because I don't understand, like, all right, so chugging beer is already a weird concept in itself because you are supposed to enjoy it, and just forcing it down all at once seems like a horribly violent process that you shouldn't have to subject your body to.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, people also seem to like to chug beers by stabbing a car key into the side of the can.
It creates an air pocket, so that way the liquid flows smoother and also doesn't have the sloshing thing, like, because basically it provides an air relief. It's kind of like with if you're filling up a gas can, or not a gas can, a gas can.
Yeah.
It's got the little air relief on the top, or a laundry detergent.
Yeah,
so that way it doesn't bubble out. It just comes out one smooth laminar flow.
I get that, but it just seems so needlessly complicated for trying to get yourself drunk.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's eventually you will hit that line where it isn't even feasible for your hands to perform that action anymore.
Which is probably why you use a key rather than a knife so you don't stab yourself in the hand.
Yeah, that's true. Unless, like, you have, like, really sharp keys.
I guess.
Which my keys are not that sharp.
No.
Like, sometimes you see this thing in the movies where a lady's walking to her car, and she'll put the keys in between her fingers. Like
Wolverine claws?
I'm not sure how effective that would be.
Probably not that effective.
I mean, I'd like to try and punch a tackling dummy and see how it worked.
Yeah.
But I don't think those would actually pierce skin. They would just, like, leave
probably bruises. Red marks and irritate the person if you're trying to scrape.
At minimum.
Maybe break the skin, but...
Yeah, maybe.
That's about all you're going to do. You're just going to piss the person off.
Yeah, and then you're just going to get screwed even more.
Yeah.
It's not... Get some real brass knuckles. How
about
that?
Which are illegal.
Oh, no. Really?
Yep.
Nationwide?
Yep, if I remember correctly.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Make your own brass knuckles at home, kids.
Yeah. You always see them at the gun shows and whatnot. They have a little tab that and whatnot that make them a belt buckle, quote unquote. So
that's
technically,
all it takes.
They're technically saying, well, we're selling them as a belt buckle. What people do with them is their own prerogative.
Man, that's a beautiful loophole right
there.
Oh,
I know, right?
Wow. I mean, and they're not that expensive either.
No, they're like $10.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not that great, but they work. I mean, I don't know how well they work. I actually got to better throw that out there. Full disclosure, I have never used a pair of brass knuckles ever.
It's true. I can vouch for this man here. He has never held a pair of brass knuckles in his life.
Not really.
If you want to quote me on that, go ahead. But I mean, I'm not going to, don't hold it against me if your quote's inaccurate because you fucked that up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, just get pepper spray. Spray him in the face. If you don't want to, you know, have like a knife or a gun or something like that, and you're worried about your protection, get pepper spray.
And it's pretty cheap, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like $20.
For one can?
For a pretty much a one-time use can, which is a potent enough can that's going to work.
And that shit shoots like 12 feet out, doesn't it?
You actually probably closer. Yeah, it depends on what you get. Yeah, probably about 12 feet.
Okay.
Just
a random guess. I pulled that out of my ass.
It depends on what ones you get. Some of them are better at shooting further. Some of them are better at staying closer. But
yeah,
don't do stun guns. Stun guns are stupid.
Stun guns?
Yeah, like the handheld tasers. The ones that have like the arcing taser thing.
Yeah.
Because that means...
What's so bad about those?
It means if you can reach them to do it, they can reach you to grab you.
That's true.
And once you stop tasing them with that, they don't drop to the ground like in the movies and instantly pass out.
No.
They basically, once that's gone, they're just going to be really, really angry and probably still hanging on to you.
They might even get an adrenaline rush from it.
Probably.
Oh, that's a terrible way to go.
Yeah.
With this.
The whole point is to create distance, and you can't create distance if you have to involve actually touching the person.
Yeah. That's true. So if you're walking through a parking lot late at night, get a long
distance.
Just
get some pepper spray.
Yeah.
It's not that expensive. It comes in a variety of colors and sizes. Some people
spray someone pink?
Is
that what you mean?
No. Like you can get ones that are pink pepper sprays or blue or whatever your colors are for the women out there that like want more colorful ones.
Oh, all right. So it's not, you're not spraying the color on the perp.
No, but actually some pepper sprays actually have like an IR dye in them. So, like, you can spray in the face. They can wash their face and get it off, but they'll still have, like, the infrared dye on their face.
Well, nice.
So you can, like, shine an IR flashlight on them, and their face will glow like Christmas.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
And so that way they can say, oh, no, I don't know what she's talking about.
I think it'd be easier to, you could maybe have that and also maybe include some sort of paint element in the pepper spray, because then it'll get on their clothes and everything.
Well, the stuff's pretty potent, and you'd know it if you smell it. It's really bad.
Never smelled pepper spray before. Have you been sprayed by
no.
Okay.
But my dad has, obviously, you have to get sprayed by pepper spray. You have to get tased in order to carry either of them.
Which is it's an actual police academy policy, not like a strange frat boy ritual that the department
has. It is a requirement if you are to carry pepper spray or a taser or whatnot, you have to ride the lightning or get sprayed.
So it's so you can know what you're about to put the person through?
Exactly.
Okay.
So that way people aren't just going to do it willy-nilly thinking, oh, this doesn't hurt.
Which kind of pain do I want to inflict on this person?
Irritant or giant Charlie horse than every tiny little muscle in their body.
Oh, God. Charlie horse.
Yeah. That's actually my dad, when he said, when he got tased, and this was years and years ago, so they've probably gotten better now. he said basically the feeling of getting tased by the tasers that he carries is like the worst Charlie horse you have ever had, times 10 in every muscle of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God, that does not sound fun in the least.
No.
Dear God.
Did
when he got tased, excuse me. Do you know if it was the kind that had the barbs?
He didn't get them, but he just basically, they just taped them onto his body.
Oh, so they didn't actually get shot with one.
No, basically they pulled the barbs off and taped the wires to his body like he would have gotten shot, but other guys have actually gotten the barbs.
Oh man. That seems like a little bit of overkill, you know. Yeah. Like as long as the person experiences the pain in order to use the weapon. Like, it doesn't have to be the full-fledged demonstration, you know?
I think with Woodland, I think they just tape the wires to you. So you ride the lightning without actually getting speared twice.
Okay. So Woodland's a little nicer.
A little bit.
Okay. That's good. That's good. We have a little sense of integrity in our police departments, don't you know? Complete left turn here. Yep. There's no way we can't acknowledge what a fucking sad week this has been.
Why, because of Star School, or what are you...
No, I don't. Okay. I'm actually liking school.
I don't mind it, actually. It's probably the easiest semester I've had since I've been at WSU.
Your senior year is the easiest.
My last semester of senior year is the easiest semester probably I'll have.
You're building that airplane now, aren't you?
That's 95% of what I'm going to be doing.
Nice. Have you started construction, or we've
cut out two of the ribs two of the things for the plane as far as for handing out demonstrations during our presentation last semester.
Uh-huh.
We basically just need to cut everything, which... Actually, HP said that they would laser cut everything for us.
Oh, that's so nice.
For free.
Oh, my God.
Because one of our teammates works there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they have an actual non-metal laser cutter.
That's awesome.
Or a laser designed for cutting non-metals. So they're going to cut our balsa wood wing shape for our ribs.
Your wings are actually going to be made out of wood?
The structural support is going to be made out of balsa wood with basically kind of... basically a shrink wrap film over it to give it a kind of a smooth appearance and also keep it very light.
Okay.
Because that's the biggest thing, is to keep it light.
Yeah, and wood would be the best.
Yeah, balsa is very, very light, but it's also relatively strong too. So
better than aluminum, would you say? Or was it just kind of a cost thing?
It's partially a cost thing and also partially a weight thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sheets of aluminum are a lot heavier than balsa.
Okay.
And balsa is very easy to work with.
Easy to cut,
easy to bend if you need to, because we're going to have like the leading edge and the tail edges have like a solid sheet, so that way it works as kind of an air dam.
Okay.
And it's easier to control.
God, I can't wait to see this thing.
This will be cool. It's going to be big.
Are you, like, what's going to happen once it's done? Like,
we're going to fly it a bunch, crash it probably a couple times.
All right.
Rebuild it a few times.
All right. As is the process of constructing an aircraft.
Take it down to California, fly it in our 3-day competition.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully do good, and then come home, and I think it becomes property of the school.
Oh, so they'll, like, hang it on the ceiling or something?
Yeah, well, they'll keep it in a filing cabinet somewhere for next year to look at.
That's a pretty big filing cabinet.
Yeah. Well, we're designing it to be transportable, so you can pop the wings off it.
Oh, nice. Good. All right. So you just, like, strap them to the top of it.
Pretty much.
Cool.
It'd be cool. Anyways, why is this week depressing?
Because fucking David Bowie and... Alan Rickman died in the same week.
At the same age, from cancer, both of them.
We don't know which cancer yet.
I forget which one David Bowie died of, and I don't know about Alan Rickman.
I don't think anything.
And apparently both of them had been fighting it for a while.
Yeah, like they had
kind of. David Bowie's been fighting it for like 18 months.
And who knows how long Alan Rickman had been fighting it for, but it was completely secret until they had died.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it sucks so much.
It does.
I watched Labyrinth in memory of David Bowie and Galaxy Quest in memory of...
I was going to watch Galaxy Quest and The Prestige.
Oh, he played
Tesla.
David Bowie is Tesla, right? Oh,
he played Nikola Tesla.
God, I haven't seen that movie in so long. That's fucking good.
I know. Oh, I remember watching it with our parents, and they were kind of confused halfway through the movie. I'm like, just wait. Just hang on.
All right.
And they watched through it, and by the end of the movie, they're like, yeah, that was really good.
Oh, nice.
I'd need to see it one or two more times, probably, but I'm like, Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you got to do that.
Oh, yeah.
To get it.
You catch so much more your second and third times through.
Perfect choice for Nikola Tesla, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, definitely.
He's a weirdo. He's enigmatic. He's eccentric.
Kind of mysterious.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. Perfect choice. Actually, apparently, that was Christopher Nolan's only choice for Tesla was David Bowie.
Really? He was the top billing person.
I think he actually went to go meet with him to try and convince him to take the part.
Wow. I bet it didn't take much convincing because it's Christopher Nolan and fuck
Well, he wasn't as big a name at the time as he was now.
Oh, yeah. That was pre-Inception, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. The only things I think that were big that he had done was Memento.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And whatever the hell that movie was he did before
The Following.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
I haven't either. It's on Netflix, but I haven't watched it.
That was like his Sundance movie, wasn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's what made him kind of a big name. That was his first big movie, and then he did Memento.
Right.
And then The Prestige, and then...
And then Inception, I think.
No, Inception wasn't until 2008.
Let's find out.
I think he did Batman.
Wait, Batman then Inception?
Oh yeah, Batman was after Inception was after The Dark Knight.
God, that seems strange. Okay, so he
No,
had...
Inception was 2010, never mind.
Okay. Oh wow. Inception was after The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
So it was following Memento, Batman Begins, Prestige, Dark Knight, Inception, Dark Knight Rises,
Interstellar.
Interstellar, and then
he's working on one right now, isn't he?
Dunkirk. Have you seen this? It just says he's writing the screenplay. But,
isn't he working on a new movie now, though?
Besides that?
Yeah.
Oh, director. Maybe I should click that. Quay?
I don't know.
Documentary short? No, I'm not seeing anything.
Okay. I thought he was working on something. Maybe he is, but he hasn't gotten to it yet.
I wish he was. I want him to do more space shit.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that was really great.
Anyways,
That fucking sucks about David Bowie.
Oh, I know, and Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
That one caught me out of... I mean, both of them just caught me out of left field because I didn't even know either of them were having problems at all.
Yeah, like, Alan Rickman was, like, in terms of shock, like, Robin Williams level for me.
Yeah.
Out of the blue,
I mean,
completely.
I was just sitting there watching Netflix, and then all of a sudden, I forget who it was. I think it was my sister came out. She's like, you heard the guy from Harry Potter died? I'm like... Who from Harry Potter? I thought it was like Michael Gambon or somebody like that.
I don't even know who that is.
That's the guy who played Dumbledore in books 3 through 7.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because I was like, well, okay, that maybe would be a little more likely because he's older. And then she looks through a little bit more and she said basically Alan Rickman. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God. That was insane.
That was sad.
That was shitty thing to wake up to.
Yeah.
And I also woke up to David Bowie dying, so yeah.
I saw that. I was at work when I saw that on Reddit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, at like 1 in the morning.
God damn. Did you hear, he put an album out on his birthday, like, 2 days before he actually died?
Yeah, and I think he was working on some sort of something else in the meantime, too.
An album?
No, I don't think it was an album. I think it was something else. It was like a Broadway something or other, like some sort of a play.
Like he was writing it?
I think he was writing something for it.
Whoa.
I thought I heard that on the radio.
I didn't hear anything about that.
I don't know.
But the album, if you listen to it, which I haven't yet, I've listened to a couple songs on it. Like, it's a concept album about his own death.
Hmm. Like, so he knew it was coming.
Yeah. Like, that's a fuck of a way to go, man. Like, he called it a farewell gift to his fans.
Hmm. So he knew the end was nigh.
Yeah.
Which is really depressing.
It's kind of depressing, but also, like, kinda awesome at the same time. He was like embracing...
That is honestly one of the coolest ways to go out, though.
Yeah, he was embracing the idea that he was about to go out, and he was all like, well, I better be on good terms
and
with
give something to
the
his
public.
Fans before he leaves.
Yeah. It's the songs that I've heard so far are really good.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get that now.
And if you watch the...
What's the name of the album?
Black Star.
Black Star, okay.
If you... and watch the music video for the song in there called Lazarus.
Okay.
I think it's the last one on the album.
Mm.
But yeah, there's like no beating around the bush about that. Like, he's talking about himself dying.
Yeah.
All the imagery that he uses in that. God damn.
I wonder if people realized that when the album first came out. Because it came out, you said, a couple days before he died.
Yeah.
So the people that were watching or listening to it the 2 days before, or the couple days before.
Oh, man. They they were probably just as surprised as we were.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were just like, oh, he's just being this kind of a bit more melancholy than what he it ain't Dance Magic Dance, but no. You know, it's pretty good.
Well, he reinvented himself a couple times throughout his music career, didn't he?
I haven't really followed his career that much.
I haven't that much. I mean, I've listened to his couple different stuff from different eras, but...
More like, I mean, I've listened to Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars a few times. That's pretty good because it's got Moonage Daydream in that.
Yeah.
And that's in Guardians of the Galaxy. Yep. But I've more followed his film career than his music career.
I'd probably say the same.
Because he was in Prestige and he was also in Zoolander for like a hot second. Labyrinth is fucking awesome.
I still
awesome.
Need to see it.
Even though, like, the entire movie is just, like, an excuse for him to make everyone in the audience look at his dick for an hour and a half. Dance, magic, dance. Look at my dick.
You're turning me away from this movie now.
It's a good movie. Come on. It's Jim Henson. You can't...
Okay.
You can't... knock that. Jim Henson and Jennifer Connelly.
I was saying that's the one with Connelly, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
I always get Lambreth and Pan's Lambreth mixed up in my head at times.
She's not in that, is
no,
she?
No, I know. I don't think so, but that one's Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. Wow.
Which, did you ever watch Crimson Peak?
No, I didn't. It wasn't that interesting to me.
It was okay.
When did you see it? In theaters?
No. God, no. I wasn't going to pay money to see that.
But you did watch it.
I did watch it. I watched it at Andrew's house.
Oh, yeah?
It was interesting. It pretty much didn't really have hardly anything to do with ghosts, quite honestly.
What? Really?
Yeah.
What's all the shit that was in the trailer?
I think it was red herring. I think ghosts were more of it was more of a human story with ghosts as an auxiliary means of telling a story.
Okay. So
it wasn't actually that bad. It wasn't by far wasn't anything fantastic, but it was interesting. It kept my attention throughout the entire movie, so that was good.
So it was a lot more dramatic.
Yeah, it was a lot more about people and their own personal motivations more than about ghosts and creepy shit with ghosts happening.
Okay. Well, I mean...
I mean, if you don't have anything else to do for 2 hours, it'd be interesting to watch.
I'd be fine with watching that movie, but if you go into that movie...
expecting a bunch of ghosts.
Yeah, if you watch the trailer beforehand, you're going to be so disappointed and confused.
Yeah, which honestly, I saw the trailers and I'm like, meh, don't really care.
Yeah, I wasn't super into it. I was like, oh, Guillermo's doing things. Oh, this is kind of, nah, I don't care that much about this. It's not Pacific Rim 2.
Which apparently that got shelved.
Ah, shit, really?
Yeah, indefinitely.
Fuck.
I know.
So
I actually just rewatched Pacific Rim.
So you're saying there's a chance. you watch Pacific Rim?
I just watched it like on Tuesday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just for kicks?
Just because I was like, I need to kill 2 hours before class. And
there you go.
Hadn't watched it in a long time. So I'm like, okay, whatever I can do with robots fighting monsters.
All right. So like going into it a second time after so long.
About the same as it was the first time I saw it. It was exactly
big, dumb,
what
stupid punching.
Which is entertaining. In the right state of mind.
It's true, yeah. The right state of mind being half a bottle of Jim Beam.
At school, probably not.
Oh, you were at
school. I was like...
Never mind.
Yeah, I would need to kill time between classes, so...
Yeah, that's why you drink.
It's only alcoholism after you graduate.
Before graduation, it's just study fuel.
Right?
Yeah.
Which means, what about state-dependent memory recollection?
Oh, no. That would be pretty bad if you're going into the engineering field.
Like, yeah.
You can't be fucking sloshed at your desk.
I've jokingly seen images, like a little thing called basically it was called engineering field. Somebody put a post-it note, basically said ideas over a bottle of the label on Jim Beam. Not Jim Beam. It was Jack Daniels. And then there was like Reddit and some other random thing on the desk.
Oh, that's great. Like tools for distraction.
It's just
all combining into something that somehow fuels you into
I think engineers have a really bad tendency, because most of the people in my classes tend to do this, of procrastination.
Yeah.
Push everything off to the very last minute and just complete it in a haze of caffeine and alcohol combined together.
But then it turns out brilliant.
Somehow.
That's what caffeine does, man. I'll tell you what I've noticed. Because I don't know if I mentioned it on the show, but I'm taking a break from WSU for a bit.
Right.
I'm going to Clark. I'm getting a Cisco certification.
Okay, yep.
And I would guess that maybe a third of the people in my class, it's not a very big class to begin with. There's maybe 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
about a third of them are smokers.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, we take breaks in the middle of the class, and then they come back, and they just reek of that nicotine.
Ugh, I can't stand that.
Yeah.
And I cannot stand that smell.
Which is, like, I don't know if that's a vice that's, like, just, like, a part of the IT field.
Which, I thought you couldn't smoke on campus.
I guess if you walk far enough away from the doors, you can.
I guess. I just thought Clark was a tobacco-free campus.
That's what I thought, but
maybe they just don't care.
Maybe it's just like so ingrained into their clothing that it's just,
that could be.
It just kind of exists.
Yeah.
But I guess when you get like into a high stress field, everybody gets some kind of dependency
or stress relief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what mine's going to be, really.
It's probably going to be alcohol, not going to lie.
Yeah. I mean, well, you have good taste in it, so it's not something to be ashamed of.
I know, but that also means my pocketbook will be slowly dwindling if I go further down the rabbit hole.
Well, that's why this is where you need to experiment a little bit. You need to find that happy medium.
I do like some less expensive things. Like Jim Beam isn't actually that bad. I still actually like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my go-to budget whiskey, probably.
The cheapest you'd go?
Well, it's not that expensive. It's less than $20 for a bottle.
Including tax?
Yeah.
Wow.
Usually you can get it for about $18 to $20. Anything below that usually is not that good.
And it counts as a whiskey?
Yeah. It's
a
bourbon or something like that.
Burbisky.
Which is technically kind of a whiskey.
Okay.
But, and then vodkas, Smirnoff is probably my bottom line, which is about $15, $16 for a bottle.
Yeah, but that's like all anybody really needs anyway. That seems to be all anybody really gets is Smirnoff.
Pretty much.
Like, going above that, like, you're just being fancy. Like, case in point, me, because I got Kettle One.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like Kettle One as much, but I do like Belvedere.
I haven't had Belvedere yet, but I know Kirsty hates Kettle One.
Mm, I don't like it very much. It's weird.
Hmm.
I honestly like $16 Smirnoff better than $32 Kettle One.
Well, I'll have to try Belvedere sometime.
Yeah.
Isn't it, like, come in, like, a gray bottle or something?
It's kind of a frosted bottle.
Frosted.
Kind of like a smoky bottle.
I've seen that bottle in the store.
With kind of a clear circle, which you can see like a palace in the background of the bottle.
A palace?
It looks
like a
like
Russian palace?
Kind of. Because it's from Poland.
Oh, Poland. Yeah, they've gotten their asses kicked by the Russians a couple times, haven't they?
Yeah.
They had enough time to build a palace there.
The Russian, the French, the Germans, everybody.
I just like the idea of like their asses getting kicked so often. At one point, Russia was actually there for long enough to build a palace there, and they were like, fuck it, this is our prettiest building, we're gonna take a picture of it and put it on our booths. Yeah.
Well, and the funny thing with the Poland army and them just getting destroyed, I was thinking World War II, to conquer all of Poland, which they were like literally saber charges on cavalry against tanks.
Oh my god.
It only took
Poland, you crazy.
It took Germany 3 weeks to conquer Poland.
Really?
Yeah. To conquer France, which at the time, just before the World War II broke out, France was considered to have the best army in the world, period.
Yeah.
Took them 4 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it only took them an extra week to beat the best army in the world versus guys on horseback with swords.
Yeah, that really tells me that people give Poland a lot of shit about all these wars that they've been through. But, man, they sound tough now.
Well, yeah. I mean, just in the idea of you're going to charge a tank brigade with a sword and a pistol on horseback.
That's like Scotsman level crazy.
Yeah, that's that's like Roman Empire level Scotsman crazy. That's,
oh, yeah.
That's like charging at Roman soldiers buck-ass naked with a double-sided battle axe screaming at the top of your lungs. That's why the Romans went, nope.
We ain't screwing with Scotland.
I'm going to build a giant fucking wall and keep you guys out.
They don't know what pants are. Fuck this. I don't want that island.
That being said, if I had a naked Scotsman charging me with a battle axe, I would nope the fuck out of there too.
Yeah, it's not something that you really want to fight against.
No.
In the heat of the moment. Like, I think that's why guns were made.
What, to deal with the Scots?
Yeah.
Oh god, we're horrible people.
Yeah. But you know, that's what you paid for when you downloaded the show, which you didn't pay for anything. So what does that tell you?
Because we care about you.
It's true.
We don't want your money.
We know that this could cause a very big dent in your wallet.
When we become famous, we'll start charging like $10 an episode, but No.
$10. Jesus Christ. There's no way this is worth that much.
Yeah.
I mean, well, here's an interesting subscription model. The audio is free, but the video costs money.
Okay, I could get behind that.
Yeah. I mean, because that would obviously mean that there would, if we had the video element, there would be some jokes that would be lost in translation through the audio medium.
Mm-hmm.
So people would buy the video to get those jokes.
Or, kind of like what we do with WSU, is you can pay to get the episode this week, or you can wait a week and it becomes free.
Hmm.
So to get the current week's episode, you have to pay for it.
Wow. That would be a real test of our audience's willpower. But I wouldn't charge them $10.
No. I would say like $1.
$1 is actually really good. I would be so fine with that. Because what do we have, like 30 subscribers? I haven't checked in
regular ones? I don't know.
Do you want to check now?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, just God.
Broadcast our level of mediocrity.
Let's see. I don't know if I remember the login info for this.
That's okay. Anyways, but yeah. No, actually, that'd be actually an interesting... Your idea is a good model, too.
The video subscription.
You could do both.
Absolutely. Let's see.
Because then you're paying for the premium of getting it this week, and then if we became famous, everybody would be talking about the current episode.
All right, are you ready?
Okay.
For our current subscriber count.
Subscribers or... Okay.
Subscribers. It is... Somebody stop texting me. 33.
Wow. What's our regular download people amount of people?
What do you mean?
The amount of people who actually download the show.
Oh, well...
Can you check that?
Let's see.
Or no? I don't know.
Not
these
really.
Okay.
Because what this subscriber count thing, what it's showing us is how many people open their... downloading program, whatever that might be, like iTunes or podcast.
Oh, to download the show.
Yeah, it's how many people check their subscriptions per day.
Okay.
And currently it's 33.
Well, since I never do it, that's actually not too bad. So you and I out, that's not too bad. That means...
I check mine pretty often, actually.
Okay.
So
you're part of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not.
There's like, so there's me, my mom, my grandma...
My parents, my mom occasionally live streams the show, or not live streams, plays the show from the website.
Yeah.
So does that count?
It might, actually. Okay. I don't know if it's
just... Because she'll just go on the TGIF radio and just hit play.
Okay. Which is like, it's okay if you do it that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's better ways.
Right.
But I'm not here to teach you about those ways. I'm here to make you laugh, damn it.
We're here to teach you as well.
We are occasionally educational. It's not like... It's not like
occasionally, yes. Occasionally, do not take what we say seriously.
Which, if you want to be educational, did you know that I was hoping I could make up a fact off the top of my head.
Yeah, I got nothing, but
or like a real one that I just happened to know.
Yeah.
Did you know that relative to its size, the barnacle has the largest penis of any animal?
Okay. Did you know that the last U.S. cavalry horse died in 1965?
Cavalry horse?
Yeah, actual U.S. the horse that was part of the U.S. cavalry.
Did it charge the Alamo?
I don't know, but it died in 1965. That's all I know.
Wow. That's actually pretty recent.
That's actually more recent than I would have given it. But
God, how old do horses get?
Like, I don't know.
20?
Well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We have Google for this shit. I don't know this stuff off the top of my head.
How old do horses get? I guess I'll tap into this. How old do horses get? 25 to 30 years.
So go back 25 to 30 years. I'd put it at 65. Be 1935.
35
to 40.
Oldest.
Yeah, 35 to 40, which isn't infeasible.
No, but what would it have been doing?
I don't know. It's not
time.
Like we were having cavalry charges against the Germans.
I think we just kind of had the
horse. It was more symbolic.
Yeah, like the cavalry existed.
Like they'd have
part
it for
the...
parades or some shit like that.
Yeah, you know.
But technically, it was a U.S. military horse, so.
Yeah, it's like the POW parades, you know.
Or
it's...
like General Patton's horse or something like that.
Patton's horse. That might. What if it was actually his horse?
That'd be kind of cool.
It would be. But we have no evidence to support that. That's true, yeah. How old was he?
I don't remember how old he was, but I think he died in 45 or 46.
Because he was, wasn't he at Pearl Harbor?
No, I don't, actually I don't know about that, but he was in North Africa and in Italy.
Yeah.
And then in like Belgium and that kind of stuff.
Oh, so he hopped. Oh, wait.
He was basically our equivalent of Rommel.
He was like one of the 3 5-star generals we've ever had, isn't he?
I think so. There was Ike. I think there was Patton. And was MacArthur one?
MacArthur?
Douglas MacArthur.
Let's find out. Douglas.
Before he was fired by Truman.
Why did he get fired?
Because they disagreed with each other over how to take the Korean War.
Oh, that's.
If I remember correctly, he was kind of not fired, but.
Blah blah blah. Douglas MacArthur was a 5-star general.
Okay, I figured Mac would have been, because he was pretty much like the lead general in the Pacific.
And man, if you look at this picture of him on Wikipedia, he's got like the biggest corn cob pipe I have ever seen.
He is famous for his corn cob pipe thing.
My God, man! Yeah. Like how much sticky icky are you stuffing into that thing, dude?
All of it.
Like, goddamn, he's stuffing all of.
No, he was in Asia, so they probably wouldn't have been smoking weed. They probably would have been, I don't know, opium or raw opium.
Well, no. In some hippies, they call them Thai sticks.
Okay, that's a good point.
So maybe it could have been a thing around there, but opium is definitely more popular.
Yeah, although I did see a thing like of Vietnam era. It was like a video or GIF or something. They stuck like a joint in the barrel of their shotgun, and somebody else was, and they like blew into the breech, and like somebody was sucking the smoke out of the barrel. So they basically turned their shotgun into a giant bong or a giant joint.
Jesus Christ. I hope they cleaned the gun out first, because that's like, you're already causing problems by inhaling smoke.
It's just like a little bit of lead and gunpowder.
You know, I mean,
everybody's going to die eventually.
It's all a matter of when.
Exactly. And in Vietnam, they probably didn't expect too long.
It's true. Yeah. They had like holes that you could step in that had bear traps in them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was super fun.
Yeah.
Vietnam. Great times. Yeah. I'm giving 2 thumbs up to Vietnam right now.
Yes.
Is that offensive to some of our war veterans? Possibly.
Who cares?
But
no, I'm just kidding. No, we do not think that
speech,
at all.
Free speech, motherfucker. That's how it works, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not how it works. Not the screaming fire in the theater. Oh, free speech, motherfuckers. Nope.
No. I mean, well, it's kind of weird because, I mean, if we want to get
Yes, it's free speech as long as you don't incite harm on, or you're not trying to cause panic or incite harm on other people.
It's a weird concept, though, because, like, free speech as a term by itself seems to be all-encompassing, but once you define that term, like, free speech immediately stops being free because these limitations get set on.
Free speech, ultimately, the First Amendment, what we always go, oh, free speech, First Amendment, basically means that the government can't say, you can't say that.
It's true.
Like, that's all it says.
People think that it's an excuse to say anything, that they won't face repercussions for things that they say.
It's like, if you're in a private business and you start shooting their mouth off, the manager asks you to leave, you can't say free speech because you're in their own private business. They can choose what you can and can't say on their property.
That's the entire idea behind federalism, really, is like compartmentalization of certain powers.
Oh, yeah. Our government was designed from the ground up to not exactly be that efficient.
It's true, yeah. We split it up on purpose.
Yeah, so that way one section wouldn't have all the power, so that way it would be inefficient, so that way they would all have to work together and work for the people.
Yeah. Work together, everyone. Join hands, sing Kumbaya, legalize that sweet sticky weed. Because that's how it works, right?
It's a start.
I mean, you have to have some clear goals.
Yeah.
You know? That's.
I do wonder how long it'll be before that becomes federal.
Do you want to play some bets?
No, not really. I'm terrible at placing bets, but...
Let's see. If
I was good at placing bets, I would have a couple $1,000,000 when I won the Powerball, but I put $3 towards it. I don't give a fuck.
Do we know who won that?
Three people won, got the winning numbers.
What the? Three people?
Three people had to split $1.5 billion, so they got $500 million each before taxes.
That is really good.
Oh, darn. Actually. Only $500
million. Oh, no. What are you going to do with your lives?
God. Probably declare bankruptcy.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Like 2 years from now.
Because people tend to just go and blow all of that money.
I think federal legalization of marijuana within 10 years.
Really? You give it that far?
You think that's too far out?
I think it'll probably...
Because originally I was thinking 15.
Oh, I was thinking probably closer to about 5 to 8.
Whoa, federally?
Actually, that's a good question. I don't know.
That's very generous of you.
I mean, Washington did it last year, right? Or has it been a year or 2 years for Washington?
They did it...
Because Washington, Colorado, and one other state did it, didn't they? All in the same
Washington,
election year?
Colorado, Alaska.
Alaska did it. No shit.
Yeah, I think Alaska... Well, we might have...
It was one other state did it. 3 states did it 1 year. I think like another 5 states did it last election year. Last year. Oregon was one of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can't forget about Oregon.
No.
Let's see. Legalized completely is only Washington, Oregon, Colorado, Alaska.
Oh, so it was Alaska.
Yeah.
Which it, 3 states did do it all in that same year.
Yeah. So it was Colorado, Washington, Alaska.
Yeah. So.
Whatever year that
was. But so if in 2 years, 4 out of 50 is 8% of the states? Yeah, that's 8%.
Wait, what? What was the number again? Sorry.
4 out of 50. That's 8% because...
That is correct.
So if 8% does it in 2 years, and that grows exponentially, say this election year another 3 states do it, or 2 or 3 states do it, that puts us at, you know, 6 to 7, which is in double-digit percentages now.
Mm-hmm.
And it just grows like that each year. Eventually, it's going to come to the point where they're like, well, shit, the writing's on the wall. This is going to happen.
It's going
to
be the exact same thing that happened with gay marriage, because over half of the states legalized it on their own.
And that's actually what I'm drawing from, is how quickly gay marriage was legalized in about a third to half of the states in the country.
Yeah, it went really fast.
It was probably within the last 5 years, wasn't it?
Like it doubling pretty much?
Yeah.
I would say so.
There was a couple states that had it for a long time, but then over the last like 5 years, it's like doubled or tripled, and then it became just widespread, just, okay, it's legal everywhere.
Yeah, like the Supreme Court had to make one ruling, and, yep, and that was it. Because that's eventually where it is going to go.
Oh, yeah.
They're gonna find like a really special case.
Yeah,
I don't know what the heck it'll be, but it's probably gonna be something with it like crossing state lines, and one state is legal and one has like decriminalization.
I mean, I'm fine with it being treated. I mean, I obviously have no interest in it, partaking in it myself.
We've made that clear before.
I couldn't care less. But then again, at the same time, I couldn't care less if every other person in the world wants to do it. Mm-hmm. Whatever. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it anyways.
You're doing it in the privacy of your own home.
Yeah.
Like, whatever,
because,
man.
I think that's the thing. As long as, because I think that's most of the states that have legalized it, basically treat it, lack of a right way to say it, like alcohol.
Yeah, pretty much.
You can't drive under the influence of it. Most workplaces don't allow you to be under the influence of it at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be 21 or older to buy or purchase, you know, buy or to have it or whatnot.
And there have been so many PSAs about that stuff.
Yeah.
The DUIs and everything.
You're limited on how much you can have, which is good. Because you don't, I mean, it gets to the point basically where if you have too much, then why do you need that much, really?
Yeah. At that point, you may be distributing that to
third
parties.
And it's still illegal to grow your own and distribute it without a license.
I don't know how that works in Washington, but Oregon.
In Washington, is you can't grow your own, and you can't distribute it without your own license.
Oh, okay.
Without a grower's license.
I think
basically.
Oregon's got something different, where like you can have plants,
yeah,
but like
less
two
than
of them,
amount, yeah,
yeah, not a whole bunch,
yeah. Which I probably give it probably 5 to 10 years before probably it becomes nationwide.
Yeah,
if I were to honestly guess.
10 years, I think, is a pretty...
I think partially it'll... Well, actually, never mind. I was going to say it'll partially depend on how the election goes this year, but...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, God, elections. We are in the throes of that.
I know we aren't supposed to really talk about politics.
We aren't on cage.
Oh, we don't syndicate?
Not currently, since I'm not going there.
So, yeah, the obviously the Republican primary was last night. Republican primary debate.
Oh, yeah, right, that's true.
Which means the Republican primary is upcoming, which means...
And they're going to pick their candidate, right?
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
So hopefully we'll find out who can stump the Trump.
I don't think anyone can stump the Trump.
I'm praying that somebody can stump the Trump and that he goes away.
But if somebody had to stump the Trump, who would you want it to be?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, it wouldn't... This will sound a bit strange at first, but it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if Trump was nominated. And I'll tell you why. Because if he was nominated, it's basically a clear indication that the Republican Party is past its prime, a third party definitely needs to be created, and that it's going to split right down the middle.
Yes, but that also means that... And honestly, the way it's going, it's a very high likelihood that Hillary's going to get the nomination for Democrat.
It's true, yeah, but Bernie's, I think he beat her in Iowa. I don't know if that's confirmed.
Bernie's, last I checked, Bernie's about 8 points behind her in the polls.
Oh, damn. Okay.
She's at like 48, he's at 40, which is miles ahead of, I think, the only other person in the running.
Yeah.
Who's at like 10%.
Fuck, who is that guy?
I don't know, but every other Democrat has dropped out.
I remember the last Democratic debate that I watched, he was just smiling all the time.
Because everybody knows it's either going to be Bernie or Hillary.
Yeah.
It's going to be one or the other.
But I hope to God it's not Hillary.
I do too.
I mean, we've had enough of the Clinton regime.
Yep. And I don't agree with a lot of her stuff. And also... she's had way too much shady shit in the last couple of years.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird because, like, people are drawing parallels. Because Bush had a similar thing back in the day.
Yeah.
Where he had his own private email server.
Which Bush?
W.
Okay.
He had his own private email server, and people were calling him out on it. But I don't think an investigation ever became of it. And people kind of forgot about it eventually.
But, hey, was he in an office at the time?
He was president.
Oh, okay. I was when he was president. I didn't know if that was when he was running or not.
Oh, actually, yeah, that might cause some kind of distinction.
I was going to say, because Hillary was Secretary of State when the whole email thing happened.
Yeah.
And then was also the fact that she tried to cover it up.
Yep. By
which is a huge no-no.
Yeah. There was actually a release of her giving an order to an intern to...
erase everything?
Not everything, but to scrub the classified header from a document and then set it.
Yeah.
Send it. Sorry.
And every hearing that she's ever been called to on any of that shady stuff, she's like not answered any of the questions. She's found ways to dodge around answering any of them.
Yeah. Like wipe the disc like with a cloth or something? was a real thing she said.
Yeah. I mean, Bernie would definitely give me a thought on it as far as whether who to vote for, mm-hmm. but... yeah.
I don't know I love the guy. I love that his name is Bernie. That
Feel
is,
the burn.
That is so great.
Because it leads to so many awesome puns.
Yeah. But I don't
think he'd be able to be elected to office.
Yet there is the question of electability by him being called the Democratic Socialist.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But him running with the Democratic Party kind of helps.
A little bit, but the people who are on the fence... are not going to vote for a guy, by and large, are not going to vote for a guy who self-declares himself a socialist.
Yeah. Because
people think, oh, socialist, that's like Hitler or Stalin.
Yeah.
Even though
Hitler's actually the wrong side of that.
Yeah.
Stalin would actually be the
Honestly,
socialist.
Hitler would be closer because Nazi was National Socialism.
Oh.
That's what the Nazi party was.
Never mind. Okay. So
but that was taken way to an extreme.
I guess
Stalin was communist.
Yeah, so not quite as bad as Hitler, I guess.
Well, it depends. No, he wasn't as bad a guy as Hitler, but his government form was probably worse than socialism.
He killed more people than Hitler, I think.
He killed more people than Hitler, Genghis Khan, and Pol Pot combined.
Fuck.
Yeah, of his own countrymen.
In like 10 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, something like that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the 35 Purges, World War II, after World War II. Yeah, he was a wonderful guy.
But he had a great mustache.
And there's, I don't know how many million Russians think he did a good job.
Like they still look up to him.
That think that he actually got shit done.
Well,
they're also called wrong.
He kind of rewrote history in that capacity.
History's written by
the victors do write history.
Yep. It's written in the blood of the losers.
That's true. Oh, man. Yeah, they just dip a quill in it and they're like, hey, this is what happened. We win.
Yep.
Oh, my God. But the thing about the other thing of Bernie is like there's the question of electability there.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I don't know as though like, his ideas seem super cool, but I don't know as though they're realistic.
That's the other thing is, yeah, you can have the best ideas in the world, but honestly, the president does not have nearly the amount of power that we think he does.
Yeah.
He or she does,
like,
technically.
The same thing is kind of happening in Canada right now. Like, mm-hmm. everybody was freaking out about this guy because, like, it was a big overturn that happened in Canada. They had a lot of conservative parties for a while. They had a conservative MP and then a prime minister, sorry.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they have a liberal prime minister up there, and one of the forefront promises of his campaign is that he's going to legalize marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was, like, in his top three objectives. And now he's kind of just sitting there whining, saying, I want to legalize marijuana, but they won't let me.
Yeah.
They being the other branches of his government that he forgot to account for.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing with the U.S. system, too, is, like, honestly, we really want to change shit, it's at the more local levels.
You got to start from the bottom, grassroots.
It's your governors, your state representatives, your congressmen. Those are the people who you should really pay attention to more, not the president.
Yeah.
Yes, the president's important.
He's a figurehead.
Ultimately, yes. He's a guy who makes face with other countries, who says yay or nay on bills passed by House or Congress.
Yep.
But ultimately, whether or not the bills get through House or Congress or whatnot is dependent on your state representatives or congressman.
I mean, I'm focusing on marijuana so much.
No, it's fine. It's
pretty forefront.
It's a very forefront thing, and it's a very thing. It's a thing that's changing a lot in the last couple of years.
But, like, even, like, if we're gonna do like we're saying, and if we practice what we preach and pay attention to local politics,
right?
Like, Woodland is totally fucking around right now in terms of marijuana legalization. Mm-hmm. Like, they acknowledge that it happened and everything.
Yeah.
But so far as I know, they have completely banned the ability for shops to set up anywhere in town.
The city ordinance, I think that they tried to do something like that, and they did do something like that, I think.
They banned it for,
I think so,
like, a while.
Right? Yeah.
I thought there was supposed to be some sort of vote in December, but I haven't heard shit from them.
I haven't either. But,
I mean, I don't go to City Hall or anything.
The problem that we run into a lot with that these kind of election things is that nobody pays attention to anything other than the president. They think the president is basically, you know, he has ultimate power akin to a king.
Yeah, he's not supposed to be a king.
No, that's the whole point.
Yeah, we wanted the complete antithesis of a king when we started this country.
Yeah, and the president was basically just a figurehead to kind of nudge the other branches in the direction that he wanted to go and hoped that they agreed, and if they didn't, then he would be...
Yeah, then tough shit for him.
Yeah, pretty much. Then tough shit for him. They obviously know what the American people want more than he does because they were elected by the people.
Yeah.
But the problem that we run into is that congressmen and senators and those kind of people have probably the highest reelection rate of anything.
And they're the people that we are most dissatisfied with.
Yeah.
I mean,
by far.
Congress is getting like 9-8% approval ratings.
Where Obama, I think the lowest he dropped was like in the low 30s.
Which is really surprising, honestly.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, he is basically Bush 2.0, but he but he gets to hide behind this little I call it a racism shield, where
he gets to throw the race card whenever he feels like it.
Anything that you say that's critical of him can automatically be dismissed as being racist.
Yep.
Unless it's explicitly racist and you're actually being racist, but come on.
Yeah, the thing is, honestly, yeah, I mean, not trying to bash Hillary more, but it'd be the same thing with Hillary, but it would be sexism rather than racism.
It's true. It's absolutely happening. Like, people are, see it on the last Democratic debate that she had was, whenever she was asked a question, she would either invoke her time as being a politician when 9/11 was happening.
Which has absolutely nothing to do with the question, probably.
None at all. Like, well, that's a very good question, and I'll give you an example of when I was helping with 9/11 in back. Or invoking the, hey, remember that I'm a woman. So it's about time that
we had a woman president.
Yeah. And it's not the only qualification that you should have to get in there.
And I'm all for a woman president if it's a good candidate.
And she is not.
No.
Just flat out. Like,
I know. I agree. We're bashing Hillary a lot on this. Sorry.
Sorry for us being sexist, I guess.
Like we've talked about, Probably the coolest thing about Hillary being in office, I don't know if we talked about this on the show, but
we totally did.
Okay, would be that zero responsibility bill.
I love it, because he'd just be like running around the White House in his underwear like in Risky Business.
Yeah, he'd be sliding down the banisters with like a baseball cap on sideways and go hit on the interns and be like, hey, Hillary's in the Situation Room for a couple hours. Why don't you come up to the office and I'll show you how we do it, how I used to do it up there.
Oh, it'd be so fucking good.
That would be like a reality TV show I would watch.
God, like he needs his own YouTube channel. And like I would subscribe to that immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be so good.
Oh God. And like there'd be like two Secret Service men that are just like,
Bill.
God damn it, Bill.
But there'd be one.
And then there'd be like one janitor that's cleaning up after all those messes that's just like, God damn it. Why didn't I vote for the other guy?
But I think there would also be one Secret Service agent that would be partying with him.
Oh, God.
An enabler. He needs
one. Oh, yes.
One.
He would have a yeah. Although, that being said, isn't Bill his own enabler?
In a way, yeah, but I kind of
basically, there'd be one Secret Service guy that'd be like, hey, Jimmy, we need some cigars. Go down to the shop and go get some cigars, man.
Hey, Jimmy, you know, I heard that there's a place down the road now that we're all friendly with Cuba and everything. Just go ahead and give me some of those sweet Havana little sticks down there. Thank you very much.
Like about like 12 or 15 of them.
I don't even know if the box is coming.
Because Hillary's
going to
be in
size.
There like for like 3 hours.
And I'm going to go through those in like 30 minutes.
Oh, God. That would be like the one saving grace of the entire thing.
Oh my God. Like that'd be like just
because you
the
know he would be
value.
Doing it. He'd be like,
oh my God.
I can't.
No charities would be started by him.
Either that or she would like appoint him to some sort of office that would like cause him to be gone all the time.
What office would that be?
Probably Secretary of State.
Oh yeah, because he'd be traveling abroad the whole time.
Which probably would be bad because I'm not sure if she could trust him.
Oh my God. You know what? You know, okay. If he was made Secretary of State, he would be our modern day Benjamin Franklin.
Pretty much. He'd be going overseas, partying it up with the locals, getting drunk.
Every time he goes to France.
Yeah, he'd be getting drunk, calling up hookers, just doing tons of drugs.
Oh, it'd be so good. Oh man. And then I'm just like waiting for like the New York Post headline of
and
like
and then Hillary would call the end and he's like, oh yeah, no, we got a lot done with the French, I promise.
A lot done.
We had some real
in more ways than one, am I right?
We had
honey?
Some great time to bond together. We really agree on a lot of different things.
You know, that entertainment value, like, we should probably bring it up, but, like, that entertainment value is also why some people want to vote for Trump if he secured the nomination from the Republicans.
Oh, God, I really hope he doesn't. Partially because I want to know who can stump the Trump, but...
Oh, man, I don't... I'm not even sure if Bernie could stump the Trump.
I don't know. But I think a lot of people have come around to the fact that he is a joke candidate.
Yeah, but he's gotten a lot of support at the same time. No. It's a little weird.
It's a little scary, quite honestly, is I think the word you're looking for.
Scary, yes. It combines itself with
because
weird.
If we were to elect that racist and that bigoted and that horrible of a person, oh, God.
I mean, it's an apt comparison to Hitler, don't get me wrong.
He's more of an apt comparison to Hitler than any other candidate I can think of right now.
He's more of a what?
Apt comparison to Hitler than any other candidate.
Okay. I would say so, yeah. Like, we made this comparison before.
The whole, let's just put a certain group of peoples on a list because of things they believe in.
On a list, give them an identifying badge, make our country great again.
Yep.
Build walls. All sorts of parallels can be drawn.
Strong military.
Man.
Yeah.
We're going to make America great again.
Z Kyle.
Oh my God. I mean, actually, wait, it's like a closing thought because we gotta wrap this up here. If Trump were elected and he invented a new salute, what would it be?
Putting on a toupee.
Oh, that's so close to mine. I was going to say running a comb through your hair and making it flop over your head just the right way. I think that would work pretty good. God damn. What a fun election season this is going to be.
That's one word
the
for
most
it.
Fun one I have ever experienced in my life.
Yeah, because there's a lot of interesting characters.
I'm so excited. Go ahead and like us.
Slightly scared.
Oh, scared too, yeah, but entertained too. I'm making the popcorn right now. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFRadio. We're also TGIFRadio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not, and we watch it too, at TGIFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. God damn it.
At gmail.com.
No, that's the email.
Okay. You said email. You said email.
I said email, but now all the subscribable links.
This is going to a total shit show.
It's really hard to say subscribable.
Subscribable
after
links.
You've had a few drinks.
Yes. Anyways, RSS are at TGIFRadio.com.
Closing statements?
Trump versus Hillary.
let's see it happen.
It's basically like Alien versus Predator. Whoever wins, we lose.
And whoever wins, I'm moving to Canada. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, pretty much.
It might be the better option at this point.
Or like a really remote part of Alaska.
Oh, that'd be fun, actually.
So you can use the same money. So.
I think I know how to build a log cabin.
I'll have family up there.
You do?
Well, Teresa's brother lives in Ketchikan.
Oh, that's true. He can hook us up.
Yep.
All right, we'll keep that in mind. All right, we'll be back next week. Party on, everybody. You.